Now, there are lots of ways of formulating this, and I was driving here on the way, trying to think of a way of talking about this, and as I was thinking about it, the Elgar's Enigma Variations came on the radio, and I realized that this is that there are lots of variations on this enigma. It was very helpful. One approach is to say that body and psyche are two aspects of the same reality. From my own point of view, my own commitment, my own philosophical and spiritual commitment, is that we should stop seeing body and psyche as entities. Body and psyche, as the Buddha told us, are not things. They are only what we call body and psyche, are conceptual elaborations of our perceptions. What we refer to empirically as body and psyche are groups of perceptions of different kinds, collections of body sensations, thoughts and feelings. And we've just learned to aggregate these things as if they were entity and given them a name and called them body and psyche, but they really don't exist as things. The Buddha was very busy under that Bodhi tree. But his insight is actually very helpful. Now, before I come back to this question, I want to talk a little bit about the issue of meaning, because in today's world, the issue of meaning is becoming very important among psychologists in general. This has been of paramount importance to Jung, who thought that meaning makes suffering tolerable, and to Viktor Frankl and many other writers. And now it's well understood that finding meaning in a difficult situation like an illness is very helpful in coping with it. When serious illness occurs, we find ourselves at the threshold of a new status in life. Something new is happening, and we don't know what the outcome is. So questions of meaning will often come to the fore, and people start asking, why is this happening to me? What have I done to deserve this? That kind of thing. That kind of question is a part of the search for meaning. And it's not unusual for serious illness to call into question our fundamental assumptions about reality. Illness can radically make us radically reevaluate our sense of meaning in life. And sometimes radically new meaning can emerge. And we often have to find then a way to restore a sense that life is meaningful and worthwhile. And if we can't do this, we face what I would describe as a crisis of meaning. And a crisis of meaning is often accompanied by emotional distress, and it actually worsens the prognosis in many illnesses. So the psychology of meaning, people are recognizing this universally now, and so the psychology of meaning is becoming very important. There are now large textbooks titled Meaning. But it's been very difficult. The reason the textbooks are large is it's been difficult to define exactly what meaning is. What does the word meaning mean? Well, one way of thinking about meaning is that you start to see a pattern, you start to see connections between events that are going on, which otherwise would be disparate and jumbled, and they wouldn't seem to have a common thread to them. Otherwise, these events would seem disconnected. You might be able to see a situation where there's a connection between your current situation and developmental factors, as in the case I described. Sometimes meaning means that you have an intuition of why the situation must be the way it is. That's another kind of meaning. Meaning might refer to the fact that the illness has implications for the rest of your life. That would be another meaning, and that those implications can be as important as the illness itself. And then meaning, of course, might be important in seeing one's situation in a larger context, for example, in terms of a spiritual tradition. People find meaning in all kinds of ways. We find it in activity, work to preserve the environment, work for social justice, work for the underprivileged, and so on. So clearly, one's life can be meaningful but not happy. This is a very important distinction. Meaning is not the same as being happy. The idea is to find something that gives you life purpose and value. It does not necessarily mean that you're happy. It might mean that you find enjoyable relationships and work and so on, but it really means that you have a larger context for your life, that your life has value. Illness, of course, can also have meaning in terms of a message from the unconscious or from the transpersonal self. Certainly for Jungians, illness will have that kind of meaning, and it will have implications and intention for the telos of the personality.